change the global messaging. We change the messaging that we can have together, showing people that don't sit around waiting for someone else to fix it. There's no one coming to save us. We save ourselves. We set the example. We become role models and leaders, and that's what we're going
to
do.
We're on a mission. We're going to find and uncover the smartest, most successful entrepreneurs on the planet, explore their highs, their lows, and how they ultimately mastered the game. I'm Martin Cook, and I'm excited to welcome you to the Smarter Destiny podcast. I'm grateful for you and your time. Now let's level up together. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Smarter Destiny podcast, where this time we're joined by my friend Dean Graziosi. He is a multiple New York Times best-selling author, entrepreneur, and investor. He has started or played a major role in over 14 successful companies that have changed lives all around the world, including the new mastermind.com platform. His mission for over 20 years has been to deliver self-education to those seeking transformation, fulfillment, and success outside the traditional education path. His most impactful project to date has included being the largest online product launch in history with a program he co-created with Tony Robbins. This passion project has turned into a movement that so far impacted over 38,000 people in 150 plus countries and 4,100 niches to share what they know and help make self-education the new norm. Dean is now planning to exponentially widen his impact by serving over 1 million new people and exposing them to the self-education industry through his Own Your Future Challenge with Tony Robbins in May 2021. And today, this show is about just that. It's about Own Your Future Challenge. And not only have we got Dean in the house, we have the wonderful Maya Gomarota in the house, who she and I have had a numerous amazing discussions. She is an incredible lady, full of energy, full of drive. She G's you up. She has helped some of the most remarkable and successful people on the planet, and she owes a tremendous amount. She literally herself will tell you that she owes a tremendous amount of her success to Dean and Tony and the teachings and help and guidance that they have given her. So she is going to share some of that on the show today. But without further ado, let's welcome Dean to the show. Dean, how's it going?
Man, I don't know how you're not out of breath, brother. That was freaking awesome. That guy that you introduced sounds really cool. What's up, guys? What's up, Maya? Good to be here with you. And so everybody who's listening, listen, I know you got a lot of choices when it comes to podcasts and videos and interviews. We're flooded. But if you're with us today, we're going to deliver some massive value. So turn off all your other distractions and let's rock the house.
So Dean, we'd like to go back to a point in your past, really, which serves as a kicking off point for your entrepreneurial story. When you went from having a boss, not like the word, to being a boss, right? You wanted to choose your destiny. You wanted to choose your path. Could you take us back to that time and tell us about that and how that began to mold your future that today is about to impact a million people?
Yeah, so a great question. And I have to tell you, I've never had a boss in my life. Never once. I never got a paycheck from anybody in my entire life. I've never worked for anybody. And I'll tell you the story is because I watched both my parents do it and work really hard. My parents aren't lazy. My mom had three jobs. She cut hair, she cleaned houses, and she painted houses. My dad worked in a collision shop painting cars and doing that type of thing. And both of them, I mean, I'm so blessed that they worked so hard to have nothing. And I just remember being really young, watching my mom come home at 9 o'clock at night, tired as hell, trying to juggle doing laundry and cleaning the house. And my sister and I, latchkey kids, you know, come home on our own, trying to help. And I just remember thinking, and I'm talking, Martin, I'm thinking 7, 8, 10 years old, thinking, man, no way. I can't let my mom, she was my first muse. I can't let my mom work this hard. Her hands would hurt, her back would hurt. And my mom's a beautiful lady inside and out. And I just remember thinking, hard work has nothing to do with success. I mean, we've all been told work hard, you can make it happen. A lot of people, most of you listening, work really hard, but are you living the life that you're meant to live, right? You could work really hard on a golf swing, but if you got the wrong swing, you're going to keep hitting the wrong balls. If you work really hard in the wrong industry or for the wrong person, it doesn't matter how hard you go, you don't get anywhere. And I'll just be honest, I'd love to say I had an epiphany or God spoke to me. I don't know what the hell it was. I just know that I didn't want to end up like my parents and I wanted to serve them. So at 17, 16, I started cutting firewood and selling it. By 17, I was buying wrecked cars and fixing wrecked cars and selling them. By 19, I got in my first rundown piece of real estate with no money down. By 20, I had my own 21. I had my own collision shop. Then I had apartments. Then I started building houses. And I didn't listen. I want everybody to hear. I know what it's like to want more. I know what it's like to not have money. I know what it's like where people don't believe in you. I know what it's like to be called a dreamer. I know what it's like to feel like an imposter, but I also know what it's like when you don't have resources. You train your body to be massively resourceful, and resourcefulness will outweigh resources every day of the week. So I by the time I was 25 years old, I was already on my way of changing my life. I retired my mom by the time I was 27. I retired my dad by the time I was 30. And you know, I'd love to say the rest is history, but I've failed miserably since then and have had more success than I could have ever imagined possible. And then the biggest shift in my life was around 27. You know, Tony Robbins is my partner and friend now, but at 27, I bought his course, and self-education shifted my life forever. So I hope that was a quick rundown, and I hope everybody listening knows, no matter where you are in your journey, I promise you I've been there. Broker than broke, scared, back up against the wall, or just started not knowing how to go to the next level, or kind of kicking ass, but you know, there's a whole next level waiting for you. I've been all of those places.
I love that. And I love that the authenticity of where that came from, and actually learning from these hardworking people that you did not want to have the same outcome as, and retiring both your parents by age of 30. That phenomenal. And that, I mean, that legacy, right? That's there on the gravestone, right? That's line Absolutely. Number one, right?
That's true, so story, important. Martin.
And so you learn about self-education through some of the early works of Tony, which I'm going to assume is one of the doorstops that he published, right? One of those ginormous, incredibly valuable things that he published. At what point did you feel compelled to reach out to him and start your first business project together? And how did that look?
Yeah, really, really great question. So it was 25 or so years ago, I saw this infomercial for a big old course with 50 different cassette tapes. That's how long ago it was, guys. Think of that, cassette tapes. If you're old enough to know, there used to be something called a Sony Walkman with big old orange earbuds. You could probably look it up on eBay and buy it retro as a joke. That's all I had. And I used to listen to those cassettes every day, and it fundamentally shifted my life. But it shifted it in two ways, Martin. I was already on my way to be successful, but I was doing it in a really stressful, let me just be really clear on my words, articulate. I was hosed up. Like, I was running away from a childhood that I didn't like. So I was stressed and angst, and he just gave me a new way to look at it. But the second thing, and exponentially grew my success, but the second thing it did is Tony Robbins got me to pay him hundreds of dollars for information, not something in a warehouse. They didn't send me, it's like I paid for knowledge. And when I did that and it shifted my life, I'm like, my life's over. I'm dedicating my life because I've learned stuff to retire my parents by 27 and go in business starting with nothing. I have something to share. And then I realized everybody has something to share. So 25 years ago, I just bought Tony's course. I put it in my journal. Someday I want to meet him and thank him. And I went on about my life. And 15 years went by, and I had a mutual friend to Tony, and we were sitting there one day, and he pulled up his phone, and I said, Let me leave a video for Tony. And I just said, hey man, just want to say, I'm really blessed. Thank you. Long story short, we ended up meeting. We were going to meet for a half hour. We hit it off so long. We spent the whole day together. He canceled all his appointments. That was a decade ago. And literally we talk every single day. And for the first 7 years, we didn't do any business. Just decided he's got a million people wanting to do business with him. I was blessed to have a lot of success by then. I had a lot of people, and we said, let's not screw it up. We just enjoyed our friendship, and we helped each other where we could. And then 3 years ago, we decided, hey, let's make self-education the new norm. It changed both of our lives. He changed my life, and Jim Rohn changed his. And we just decided, how do we really pull back the curtain and expose this? Because everybody listening right now, wherever you are in your entrepreneurial journey, you have a mess that you went through that you're on the other side. You're one chapter ahead of someone else. You have a skill, a hobby, an experience in your life that someone else needs. It's a commodity, an asset that when you know how to unlock it, knowledge is the new currency. You can absolutely impact other people's lives and add to your revenue, add to your impact, add to your business by understanding this industry. And that's why we're kind of screaming from mountaintops.
I absolutely love that. And on this show, the listeners will be no stranger to the term enlightened entrepreneur, which we use all the time, which is about the responsibility as an entrepreneur. Yes, to be successful. Yes, to get influence. Yes, to be wealthy, but to leverage what you have built to make the world better. Better than you found it, ideally. Yeah. Right? And we, as a brand, are empowering entrepreneurs around the world, building an army of enlightened entrepreneurs. So it's not just doing it. It's thousands of people.
So you get it. You get our passion, because Tony and I said, we're going to be gone someday. So how do we help the world when we're gone? Let's empower others to share what they know. I mean, Tony and I sit around and say, we want to make it within a decade that if you die with knowledge in your head and you didn't empower others, you're doing the world a disservice. And that's how we feel like our legacy can keep on. So I loved Enlightened Entrepreneurs, man. I love your mission.
I love it too. We'll be getting right back into it. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Let me ask you something. What percentage of your revenue comes from email? If it's less than 20%, then you may well be leaving money on the table. With my brand, newbrew.com, 20% of our revenue is driven by email. Why? Because I myself got out of the way and let the email experts handle it. You see, with previous brands, email was often an afterthought, right? I would rely on sales, email sales, 20% off today, 15% off today, and rarely spared the time to do it properly. You know, split testing subject lines, keeping the list hygiene high, nurturing our sending reputation, and figuring out the ways to engage our list and drive sales without doing sales or discounts or scarcity, just by engaging them. So who are these experts? Well, in our case, they're a fantastic agency from Canada called And Bam, a fantastic name, by the way. And they've literally helped hundreds of brand owners, many of whom have been on this very show, generate consistently high revenue from email. Right now, And Bam are offering free account audits to Smarter Destiny listeners. They'll go through your email account in detail and make personalized recommendations to boost your email sales. If you then want to take the leap and work with them, then I highly recommend you do so, but you don't need to. Head to smarterdestiny.com/BAM and book a call. I highly recommend it. Okay, let's jump back into the interview. One thing you should know is I said thousands, an army of thousands, right? Your number is a million, over a million new people. You want to impact over a million new people with your new venture. Could you introduce your this thing that is coming like an absolute freight train to impact the world for good?
Yeah, and you know, a million sounds like it's unreachable, but we did a challenge in January about mindset, and we impacted 837,000 people around the world. So now it's May, and we want to help impact their economic future. We want to help people create their own economy, to be exposed to this new industry, to make this a new business they start or bolt it onto the existing business they have. It's one of the fastest growing industries in the world, right? COVID has shifted the world. Some industries are going down. This one's skyrocketing. It's a revolution. It's a movement. And this is the time to get in front of that movement. So we decided, how do we expose people to this, right? So those that don't know, they need to know. Those that are in it, how do they get gas? So we decided to do a 5-day free challenge, and we decided to call it the Own Your Future Challenge, because in today's crazy world, if you don't own your future, someone else will. And I just don't think anybody wants anybody else to own their future. So we laid out 5 days. Now, this is real training for 5 days, probably about 2 hours a day. It's free, absolutely free. But besides that, we said, how do we make it even better? So Tony and I reached out to people we really respect that are in this industry, that didn't start in this industry, that had no idea they were going to end up in this industry, but they're here impacting lives. We ended up bringing in 13 people that I bet to say, when you go to the link, and we have a link for you guys, ownit82.com, ownit82.com. When you go and you see the 13 other speakers, you're going to lose your mind, because it's one of those rare times in history that you can get all these people together because of COVID. In 6 months now, they're all gonna be out in the world again. You'll never be able to wrangle everybody together. So it's the Own Your Future Challenge. If you're ready to explore, to pivot, to understand this incredible industry that's heading towards $1 billion a day, if you wanna lock arms with a million people, how do we change the global economy? By changing the economy in our homes. How do we change the global messaging? We change the messaging that we can have together, showing people that don't sit around waiting for someone else to fix it. There's no one coming to save us. We save ourselves. We set the example. We become role models and leaders, and that's what we're going to do. So it's May 11th. Ownit82.com. Go to that link and see all the amazing speakers and register for this. But I want to give you three more things. I know I'm long-winded today, but I'm feeling it. One, go to ownit82.com and see it. Feel it, register. Number two, take that link immediately and text it to someone that can be your accountability partner. You know, when you go to the gym with a friend, you work out harder. You go hiking with a friend, you work out harder. There's two kinds of people in your life. One could be your accountability partner. There's also other people in your life that you know need this messaging. There's no replay. It's happening for 5 days, about 2 hours a day live, and then it's gone. It's going to be taken down forever. We can't leave this up. So get your friends and family in. And then the last thing I'll tell you, I just been sharing this a lot lately. In any other world, you could pay $10,000 for an event like this. So I would pretend in your mind that you're paying for it. Go there, click for free. You don't have to put a credit card in, but pretend you paid. Because when we pay attention. Do you remember the first car you bought? If you bought it with your own money, you cleaned it with a toothbrush. And you know your friends, and I'm not knocking them because I'll probably buy my kids' cars. Your friends that their parents just bought them car, it was a mess and they usually wrecked it because they didn't pay for it, right? So to learn from Tony, myself, Brendan Burchard, Jenna Kutcher, Shailene Johnson, people that you know, Prince EA, Trent Shelton, I mean, Glow Autonomo, like people that are changing the world are all going to be there teaching you for free. So pretend you paid, get an accountability partner, go reserve your spot and put it in your phone. We'll see you on May 11th.
Phenomenal. And to add some even more credence to that, like it's even necessary, we've got one of Dean and Tony's students, one of their success stories with us in the form of the immensely successful, the immensely personable, delightful, lovely Maya.
And Maya amazing. Camarota. Absolutely amazing. Amazing. Maya.
Thank you. Thank
Come
you.
To the stage, you. Maya.
Well, thank you. I couldn't be more honored not only to be with you, Dean, and also Martin, but also to share a story that I don't know that I've actually even shared this story because you don't, sometimes when you're going through the situation, you're not sharing it. And so I've shared a lot of my story before about having a car accident and then recognizing it. I won't go too much into that, but recognizing while the car is spinning through the air and during this massive car accident 7 years ago, as I was a corporate executive supporting hundreds of thousands of people, that I realized as the car is spinning through the air and the other car is flying through the air that you know, I hadn't yet done what I came here to do. Right? Like that was very clear. This message came through that I hadn't yet done what I came here to do. And so I came out, I survived, the other woman survived. I then spent the next several years, 7 years, really navigating, researching and understanding like, who am I truly here to be? Right? And what am I here to serve? And about a couple of years ago, I invested my entire life savings into a health company, and it was a multi-million dollar company, and it was incredible. And I felt like I was living my purpose in many ways. It came to last year, and you know, COVID was about to happen. The company is in turmoil. My entire life savings is in that company, and we believe we're going to fold. And I see you and Tony online. I see you and Tony, and I'm just like your passion, your enthusiasm for self-education. I knew I had this message and I had this message to share. And also, I believe that this company is going to fold. At the time, my marriage was also in a lot of turmoil, and I want to make sure that I'm taking care of my family. I'm taking care of my son. Then COVID hits and I'm like, what are we going to do? Like, I might not be able to pay my mortgage soon because all of my life savings are in this company and the company is in turmoil. Marriage is in turmoil. All of it. And so I see you guys, I join right away. And then, you know, and I'm so like in all of your enthusiasm, COVID hits, all of a sudden, my son is home from school. And every day at 11, I believe it was 11 central, and I have him, it was like homeschool with Dean and Tony, like, this is what we're doing. And we would go, I mean, we would do the mindset training, we would do everything. I would go out for a run with my son. I'm like, we're going to do this. Like, if this company folds, we're going to do it. I'm going to share with the world that there is someone that you're born to be this, because this is what I knew. I knew it from the car accident. I knew it. I knew that every person has something special to share with the world. And so I created a program based on the teachings and what you guys were creating. And I also decided, I made a decision and I was like, I am going to meet Dean. I am going to be a success story. I am going to be the person just like you. Like I knew I was being able to share this and I was changing lives, but I knew that the one thing that I truly wanted was to be able to share and say and honor you and your mission and the mission of all the people that changed my lives. Like I think you had shared before, you know, and I think all of us have had mentors and people that we looked up to that when things were going tough, we had their pictures on the wall or something. Yeah. And that was me many years ago, that I had pictures of Tony and you and like on the wall when everything else was falling apart, what I had were these messages and the audio and the Discman and the Spotify or whatever in my ear training me. And I'm like running and doing my incantations or doing whatever it was to help me to just stay the path and do the tough things. And so I made the decision, and you know, within it was actually, I invested $10,000, Dean, when everything was falling apart, when I believed I was walking away from everything. Like I might not be able to pay my mortgage from a multi-million dollar company that I was a CIO for. But at the same time, I'm afraid that I'm not even going to be able to pay my mortgage and that maybe my marriage will fail. And because there's all this stress. And I invested $10,000 after, I know that wasn't, that was a elevated program. Everybody advised me against it. They're like, that's crazy. And I was like, I'm going to 10X it. I will 10X it. And I'm not only going to leave a legacy, but I'm going to live it. And within the weekend, that was the first weekend that I got to speak with you. And you had brought me up and you said, because I sold out my program. I sold it out in one weekend. And that was the first time we talked. And then that was the very beginning. That was 1 year ago. That was exactly 1 year ago, because my birthday is in just 2 weeks. And that was exactly 1 year ago, Dean, because it was right when COVID was happening. And so that was the beginning. And then I will tell you, you know, it's now a year later. I was able to exit the company. My marriage is more on fire, and we're more in love. We're more passionate than we've ever been before. My son is incredible. We're having such a blast. And I just had a launch in December, and you know, it was incredible. It was like a $675,000 launch in December, where I was able to share with people.
And you just throw that out, like it was just this $675,000 launch. And listen, I just want to jump in really quick and share for everybody. What an amazing story. And I want to tell you though, that you deserve it, because you put the time in and you took uncomfortable action. Listen, we all have that inner villain, that inner voice, that inner self-doubt. In today's world, we call it imposter syndrome. We have to fight imposter syndrome of saying, Maya, who do you think you are to be able to share your story? You failed, you quit a job, your company that you invested in didn't work, or anything, you know, your family, your marriage isn't perfect, and you're maybe not being the mom you thought you should be, and you're gonna go teach other people. Like that voice, I know I still have that voice. And then when you go to move forward, you not only have your own voice, then you get a husband, a friend, a dear friend, or a parent or a relative say, oh, no, that's stupid. That's not for you. That's for other people. So I want to congratulate you for taking uncomfortable action, taking courageous action, because courage isn't moving forward in the absence of fear. Courage is moving forward when you're scared to death. So I love that Tony and I gave you capabilities, but you deserve it because you moved forward. And now look at the impact that you've had, and you get to change. I know how much you love changing other people's lives and other women's lives and allowing people to know what they're born for and create a program based on your life. And the one thing I love, and you're such a reigning example of it, is that we all have a story. It's just knowing how to unlock it, package it, and offer it. And you were the ideal example of how to make it real. So I just want to congratulate you in such a big way. You deserve all of it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's a true honor. And there's something that you said. I listened, and this is Martin and I have talked about this before, and I think it's super powerful. You said, fight for what you want as if you're dying because you are. And this, I've said this before, it's like, no matter what, and this is, some people say, and I know Martin, you and I had this conversation where, you know, there's a lot of people who don't start living until they face death. That doesn't need to be how it is. That was my story 7 years ago, right? I faced that and realized I've got to be the person that I'm here to be and share a message with the world that if I didn't share it, that I would regret something in my life if I didn't share from my heart, right? And I think we each have that. We each have that thing inside of us that we're meant to share. And I love, like with Martin, you had this dream of like, what could I, if I were to do what I love every single day, like what would light me up? And it was this, it was creating Smarter Destiny and then sharing with having epic conversations with incredible people, right? And then you, Dean, you know, what if you're dying, if you live your life like you're dying, what would you create? A million person movement to share with the world that all you need to make a difference and an impact is your own personal story, your mess to your message. And then you change lives and you turn decades into days. Like the thing that you mentioned, Dean, about like getting in touch with Tony, like you bought this thing. How long after you bought that were you able to connect with him and have that relationship? How long after? Did you say 7 years?
15 years.
15 years. Dean, I watched you and Tony 1 year ago. Within 1 month, we were having a conversation. Within 1 month, this is what happened. This is what's possible during COVID. This is what, like you mentioned, there's like all these epic people. This is what's possible now when we think that like we're in our winter. What if the winter is the best time that we've got? Because now we can think about who would we be if we were dying? Who would we be if we were up against that? And not to let time pass, like allow ourselves to. So I get super excited, but that like lights me up.
Wow. So there it is, folks. I mean, if that wasn't empowering and just authentic and raw enough, on top of Dean's introduction to the Own Your Future Challenge, ownit82.com is the URL to go to. And we're going to extract a little bit more Dean now, if he's willing, because we've got some questions that we're going to hit him with and that he has not seen and is going to be put right on the spot.
Let's do
straight away. Are you up for it? Two thumbs up?
I am.
Up for it?
Two thumbs up. Let's go.
There they are. Right. What's the most common or biggest mistake leaders make?
Forgetting that they're number one priority isn't their clients. Their number one priority is their team. Because if their team is fulfilled, then their clients will absolutely feel it and be fulfilled on a whole other level.
Boom. How do you identify a good business partner?
Someone aligned with my core values.
What is one of your proudest moments?
Being a dad. My proudest moment, not just being a dad. I'm the busiest. We're all busy, but I carve out time as a number one priority to be a connected father.
What's one interesting fact about you that not many people would know?
I could drive a bulldozer, a backhoe, build houses, change an engine, fix your brakes. Yeah, I could do all that stuff.
What daily routines do you have, whether morning or evening, that have helped make you successful?
I wake up, practice a little gratitude, just really quick moments. I kind of think through what thing I accomplished the day before. I drink a big old green drink and a glass with lemon squeezed in it, and I go work out 7 days a week.
Beautiful. What book or books changed your mindset or life other than Tony's?
Oh man, a lot of them. Two different ones. One, when it comes to just crazy book out of the blue, was The Shack when it came to my spiritual connection. And in business, I love old school Dale Carnegie, especially How to Stop Worrying, How to Start Living. It's about 70 books into one.
Beautiful. What's the most exciting question you spend your time thinking about?
How can I really change the world?
What advice would you give your younger self?
That most of the stuff you tell yourself is bullshit. That we have stories in our head that will always be there. And I know this is something you've all heard, but I still work on it every day, that reality is not anything more than your perception of a circumstance. And when you really understand that, you can change your reality in a moment.
What was your biggest challenge starting in business, and how did you overcome it?
My story, feeling I didn't have the money. I wasn't smart enough. I didn't go to college and my family didn't believe in me. That just meant I needed to do what they do.
What unusual or underrated food or drink should more people try out?
Oh, unusual. That's a good one. Oysters with uni on top with citrus ponzu.
Wow. We haven't had that one. If I had a dollar for every time someone suggested that one, we're kidding. Final question, Dean. What makes you happiest?
Walking in a room and seeing how much my wife lights up and loves me to death.
Beautiful. And do you have, thank you very much. That brings us to the end of the question round. At this point, do you have any asks or requests of the audience listening? A final request or ask of them?
I would. I'd say the world's in a crazy place and it needs to be healed, but we can't wait for anybody else to fix it. We need to step up. We need to be role models. We need to be leaders. We need to take uncomfortable action and stop sitting around. There is no one coming to save us. We need to save the world. So whatever that means in your world, this is just a little call to action to step up.
Beautiful. Owner82 is the URL, folks. Don't even think about it. Jump in, have a look at the amazing speakers and the amazing lineup. Get it booked in. Get your accountability partner. Get it into your calendar. Get it into your diary. Do not miss it. It will be live. Ownit82.com. Dean, thank you so much for taking the time. And Maya, thank you so much for taking the time once again to be on the show. Both of you are tremendous humans making amazing things happen. I haven't got the words, obviously, to describe it, but guys, just keep being you, keep rocking, keep being authentic.
You're both appreciate amazing. You both so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Dean, and thanks, Martin. You know, you're epic. Thank you so much.
See you guys.
Hey there, you incredibly good-looking human. Thanks so much for listening. If you had a good time today and would like more good times in the future, please hit that subscribe button and leave a heartwarming review. I read them all and it will go a long way to help others out there benefit from all the teachings of this show. And if you want to get in touch or otherwise learn more about me, head to martincook.co.uk or smarterdestiny.com. I really appreciate you. You're an incredible human. Until next time, keep crushing.